Oh, this is going to be a fun crowd tonight. I like this. And for the record, those cheers and those screams, these guys loved every minute of that. So make sure they get a lot of that tonight, right? At this time, let me ask everyone to please rise for the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. That was just a little taste of some great music and great live entertainment that we're all going to be enjoying here tonight, because music is something that bonds us all, and I become a fan tonight. I'm a bona fide music fan, and there's just so much talent that's going to be taking the stage here tonight, so you are in for a spectacular evening. To begin tonight's event, please let me introduce the Executive Director of Partnership for Drug-Free New Jersey. Please welcome Angelo Valente.
Thank you, and good evening, everyone. Is everyone excited about tonight's concert? Let's hear it. Yeah, okay, excellent. I want to begin by first thanking Daytop and for their hospitality and for hosting this wonderful event. And we have Jim Curtin and his whole team that's here tonight, and we want to give them a great round of applause for all their support. Tonight marks the 14th annual prevention concert, and we want to thank all of you for showing your support for our talented young people whose music we're about to enjoy. Tonight is truly a special night for the state of New Jersey, as we highlight the best and the brightest of New Jersey's high school students. While we will all be impressed by the high quality and creative performances the students are bringing with us this evening, what's more important is the message of hope and prevention. And the fact that they're all willing to stand here and sing about hope and prevention is a great step in the right direction for New Jersey. By participating in tonight's concert, these high school students have demonstrated their commitment to themselves, their families, their communities, to be examples and role models for a lifestyle that's free of drugs and alcohol. For all of that, they should be applauded. For many of the performances this evening, it's a culmination of spending many days and nights rehearsing in basements and backyards, garages, and high school gyms. They are truly all winners tonight for getting to this point. We also are going to be welcoming back the voice of Central Jersey, WCTC 1450 AM, one of the sponsors for tonight's event. WCTC is recording tonight's concert to broadcast on their station for the entire region next week. Thank you, WCTC, for your support and the partnerships on behalf of the partnership and all the students here tonight, for your commitment and your leadership to sharing this important substance abuse prevention message throughout the state and throughout the country. We have 17 musical acts representing 13 counties throughout the state of New Jersey. The group of students represent New Jersey's most talented teens who have spent months creating the music you're about to hear. Special thanks to all who voted online. This year alone, we received over 350,000 votes online. And those votes didn't only come from New Jersey. They came from all 50 states, and they came from over 40 countries. So the message today is going around the world. We also want to thank our sponsors that I mentioned, Daytop New Jersey, the New Jersey Broadcast Association, Investors Bank, and WTCC. A special thank you to Morris County Sheriff James Gannon, who's here with us tonight, and the representatives of the New Jersey Department of Human Services, the Governor's Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, and the Drug Enforcement Administration of New Jersey, all of whom have been great supporters of this program and many other substance abuse prevention initiatives. Thank you to our esteemed group of judges who are volunteering their time and efforts in supporting this program. Finally, it's my pleasure to introduce to you the host for tonight's program. Let's welcome Mr. Burt Barron, who you might recognize from his morning show on WCTC 1450 AM, The Voice of Jersey. Burt?
Well, thank you very much, Angelo. And once again, good evening, everyone, and welcome. It is my pleasure to welcome you officially to the 14th annual Shout Down Drugs Prevention Concert. And what a night this is going to be. It is presented by the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey. Of course, our thanks to our host venue this year, Daytop, and the Executive Director, Jim Curtin, for the hospitality for allowing this year's prevention concert to be held right here. So to the staff and Jim Curtin and everyone here at Daytop, thank you so much for hosting this just remarkable, remarkable event. We thank you so much. As Angelo had mentioned, As Angelo had mentioned, 31 teens performing tonight with styles ranging from, I don't know, maybe hip-hop. We got some hip-hop fans in the house tonight. Yeah? How about some pop music? Who's into pop and rock music? You guys into that? Let's hear it for the polka fans in the house. Anybody? No? Okay, I'm glad we got a few. I don't know if we have any polka on the schedule tonight. But nevertheless, some very powerful messages to share with you, and we know you will absolutely enjoy this evening. One of the real special treats for me as being the host of this event is I get to just meet some very talented and passionate kids from all over the state of New Jersey. And it's so remarkable that when we get together and we have sort of our pre-show meal, we all kind of gather in the green room. There's a real green room here, and they get a feel for what Rockstar Catering is all about with all the great food that's laid out. And it never fails. There's always one kid that will pick up a guitar or one kid that will grab a seat at a piano and just start to play. And the whole room just comes together and shares a moment with one another where they sing songs. I heard everything backstage from Adele to Aerosmith and everything in between. And the bond that these kids will form tonight and have for the rest of their lives, thanks to music and thanks to you, is really a special thing. So thank you so much for that. Let me also remind you that we are taking over the cyber world tonight. I'm sure we are trending. So any pictures or video that you'd like to share from tonight's event, hashtag ShoutDownDrugs and share all of your social media pictures and videos. And I understand we are streaming around the world, too, at Facebook Live tonight as well. So that's pretty awesome, too. Listen, you're not here to hear me talk, are you? I could talk on the radio all day for free, and you could listen to me anytime there. You guys are here to hear some great live music, aren't you? All right, so let's get right to it. As you can see, we have our first performers who are on stage and ready to go. They are a pop alternative music group who are based in Essex County. We have Kyle Farsht, who is a writer. He produces, and he also plays keyboard. We have Danny Benna, the lead vocalist. We also have Jess Yeager, a writer, guitar player, and ukuleleist. I think that's a word for tonight, right? And together, they want to create a very positive mindset and influence teens very simply, hey, don't use drugs. To open the 2018 Prevention Concert and Shout Down Drugs, please welcome, here to perform their original song called Monster, It's Powdered Elephants. All right, one more time. Let them hear it. It's Powdered Elephants. Is that just a spectacular opening to the Shout Down Drugs concert or what? That's just a little sample of some of the great live music that we're going to be having here tonight. So, wow, we're in for just a great, great night. Let's take a moment at this time. First of all, let me remind you, too, that coming up throughout the course of the event this evening, we're going to be giving away some prizes. We got some gift cards to give away throughout the night as well. Hopefully you grabbed a raffle ticket as you made your way into the auditorium this evening. And we'll go every so many artists, and we'll stop, and we'll pick out a winning number, and then we're going to give away some prizes. I believe we have three prizes to give out throughout the course of the evening. So good luck to everybody on those as well. Let's take a moment and introduce our judges. They're down there somewhere in the dark. I think I see them. Look at the pens already working on the first act, and they've got the pens already moving. All right, our judging panel. Let's say hello to our judges who are here. First of all, please welcome State Alliance Coordinator from the Governor's Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. We have one of our judges, Sean Campbell, who is here. Welcome, Sean. Also with us tonight, the president of an organization called HISPA, Hispanics Inspiring Students Performance and Achievement. I believe that this is her 10th year of working with the partnership. Please welcome Dr. Ivan Diaz-Clace, who is here. Doctor, welcome. A very special welcome to the Sheriff of Morris County, who is with us here tonight. Please welcome Sheriff James N. Gannon. Welcome, Sheriff. We also have a previous Shoutdown Drugs winner. We have our 2016 winner. I remember her from a couple years ago. She was spectacular. She actually came on my radio show the following week as well. And she's here with us tonight back in the capacity of a judge. Please say hello to Michelle Greco. Also with us here tonight, we have a college student who was on our judging panel. Say hello to Marielle Marlies, who is here. Hi, Marielle. Also, a special welcome to the clinical design liaison who is with us tonight from Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey. Please say hello to Tracy Paris Benjamin. And unfortunately, not with us here tonight, but get well soon, the president and CEO of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, the guy that made the mistake of putting me in the Broadcasters Hall of Fame, Paul Rotella. Get well soon, Paul. He'll be back with us next year, I'm sure. And lastly, I'd like to welcome some teen peer judges who are here tonight. They'll be contributing as well. First of all, our group of teen peer judges were from DCF Regional School, the Warren campus, who are here. Thank you so much for being here. Out of Washington in Warren County. And a very special thank you to the teen peer judges with us here from Daytop who helped to choose the finalists too. So a thank you and a welcome to all of our judges contributing here tonight. But now back to the reason that we're all here, and it's great live music with a positive anti-drug message. That's what it's all about, right? Our next performer, he's going to explain what his name is all about, what his name means, and the goal to have people not only listen to his music, but feel it right here in the heart and soul. He's a big kid from a small town in Camden County, New Jersey. He's got a big purpose in life. His name is an acronym for Sean Has a Goal. Give it up. A lot of noise for Lil Shag.
Testing, testing.
All right.
He was a straight kid, and he was loving many, many things positive. Always worked hard and always did his very best. And he was getting far and also had a lot of friends. A few friends that built invited him to hang a bit. He had nothing else to do, and so he did. But with his kids, I had no good intentions. And this is when his life changed, he's paid attention. But over to the woods that was nearby. Some reason John never wondered why. But if they had leaving me out of sight, why is this moment not feeling right? Life moved on, I pulled out a couple things. I put a lighter out, lit up a couple six. One said that his soul stopped from his dad. Everyone but John seemed to be glad, yeah. John tried to lie, saying how to let us go. But he kept to school, but they said, no you don't. They didn't buy it, saying he was just afraid. Fresh up in the smoke, saying that it's all okay. A few months go by, things have been his grade. He just skipped school, and now his grades have been going down, and now he doesn't care. I was like, isn't it, he stopped breathing here. This is a short story of a short life lived. He always tried to quit, but I never seemed to give. No matter how we tried, he always had a lot on. One thing that was very bad for his own life. Doesn't matter which way he went. No matter what he did, he still felt spent. No matter what he wanted or wanted to do, still couldn't find his way on through. Was the thought of his house and through his doorstep. Took a deep breath, I said aloud, what's next? What am I gonna do with myself now? I was dumb, I followed everybody else, but how? Was that the blonde, I used to live a very healthy life. Very hard for me to even spend my money right. Every day I was saving more than okay. I don't need to smoke a cigarette today. But as you all know, it's not that easy to go on a day without smoking it. Something hard to do. So when the feeling came in, there was nothing helping him. From a hard bet, ended up giving in. Threw a cigarette out and lit it up again. Thought to himself, when will this ever end? I don't wanna fight, I just wanna be right. I just want to live a normal life. Cause this is a short story of a short life lived. He always tried to quit, but it never seemed to give. No matter how we tried, he always had a lot on the one thing that was very bad for his own life. Doesn't matter which way he went. No matter what he did, he still felt spent. No matter what he wanted or wanted to do, he still couldn't find his way on through. Cause this is a short story of a short life lived. He always tried to quit, but it never seemed to give. No matter how we tried, he always had a lot on the one thing that was very bad for his own life. Doesn't matter which way he went. No matter what he did, he still felt spent. No matter what he wanted or wanted to do, still couldn't find his way on through. John wasn't a bad kid, you know.
just had a bad habit though. Without the cigarettes came things was worse. And there was going to jail, yes that really hurts. His kid couldn't stop it, he's addicted. His life was good but now it's conflicted. He still regrets making the movie made. So to say no, not force that day. Yeah, cause this is a short story of a short life late. You always try to quit but it never seemed to give. No matter how we tried, he always have a lie. On the one thing that was very bad for his own life. Doesn't matter which way he went, no matter what he did, he still falls spent. No matter what he wanted or wanted to do, he still couldn't find his way on through, yeah.
All right, one more time for Lil Shag. How about it? Just the incredible, incredible talent. This is my fourth year of hosting this concert, and every year it's amazing just how the talent just keeps get better and better and better. And this is really one of the most talented groups that I've ever worked with. So a big round of applause, if we could, for everybody. They can hear you backstage, and they are so psyched to get out here. All right, let's continue along. Our next performers, a very important goal to educate and raise awareness about the harmfulness of drugs and alcohol. And they also encourage our peers to make very healthy decisions as well. Here to perform their original song, We Should Be, and they're from Middlesex County, where I do my radio show out of every day. Please welcome Hanifa Larkins, Mary Amoka, and the rest of the Prevention Players.
The smoke is in the air, it's filling up my lungs, it's killing my life. My future was so bright, I'm lying on the ground, can't seem to move around. Time's been tough, never feel like I'm enough. Escaping your problems will never solve them, just work together. That's how you get them done, no need for vices when you have guidance. It seems strange to talk it out, but that's what life's about. So when you need a friend, come and take my hand. Drug free, we should be positively. Drug free, drug free, we should be positively. Control slips away like sand. Sensibility written in the palms of our hands. Drugs take a hold on us, can't seem to get enough. Day after day, night after night, all I wanna do is fight for another chance. This wasn't the plan, we're supposed to go to college, get some sort of scholarship, but things got hard. We was the start, but I progress. Awoken something deep inside, needing drugs just to stay alive. What lies behind this blue curtain of truth? Poison with you, hiding your truth, finding your truth. If somebody would guide me, so I could leave this all behind me. The plans that I made are going down the drain. Where somebody told me what I could have done. Be trying to find help, so I could have found the way my future was supposed to be. Don't be like me. When life gets hard and you lose hope, don't throw it all away. We can find a way to cope, to make way for a greater day. Drug free, we should be positively. Drug free, hey, drug.
All right, the Prevention Players from Middlesex County. All right. Woo. All right, let's move right along. Our next performer comes to us from Bergen County. And at the age of 5, she fell in love with music through learning how to play the piano, fell in love with composing her own music by the time she was in the 4th grade. I could barely tie my shoes or write my name in the 4th grade, and she was already writing original songs. Pretty remarkable. Her goal as a musician is to share experiences and messages with you, the audience. Here to perform the song You Could Have Done Better, please welcome Maria Chung.
Tell your woman that you love, will you marry me? Sitting on your bed, crack open a bottle. Tell your children and your wife, just leave me alone. Every spark in me turned into a flame, killing her slowly. You took her life away. You should have known better. Seen the beauty of your life. Know that every breath you made lit up a poison in her heart. You could have done better.
That is Maria Chung. All right. Come on over here, Maria. Wonderful job. Talk about your song, if you would. Was that inspired by a life event or maybe something that happened in your life that kind of inspired you to write that very powerful song?
Well, the song's about a family member of mine who unfortunately passed away because of cancer, and her husband didn't get to value the last moments of her life because of his substance abuse. So that's what I was.
Very powerful song. Very beautiful song. And from Bergen County, you say. Paramus, you get to the malls much?
Yeah, sometimes.
All right, good. Let's give away a gift card. How about that? You're going to make a lot of friends. We have a $50 gift card we want to give away. These are all the tickets, and you guys have your half of the tickets. We'll bring the house lights up so everybody can read your number. And I'm going to put Maria to work here and make her pull out the winning number here. So I'll shake it up real good. Maria, you want to reach on in there? All right, and Maria said that this is the winning number. It's 173-438. 173-438. Check the tickets if we have a winner with that number. 173-438. One more try. What do you think, Maria? Do we do another one? Let's do that. All right, Maria likes this number much better. 174-999. 174-999. If that's you, you got the ticket. Come on up and claim your prize. 174 and 3 9s. Yeah, we got a winner here. Is this the guy? Yeah? Nice, man. Give that man a round of applause. Look at that. She was the first number who said she could have it. Let me just compare your number. That's a real gentleman. What's your name and where are you from?
Jasnell from Brooklyn.
Jasnell, all the way from Brooklyn, New York, just to be here tonight. $50. The way the gas prices are going up in Jersey, she might need that just to get home, right? Thank you, and good luck later on, all right? All right, let's get back to the music, shall we? Let's welcome to the stage our next performer who is with us here tonight. Goes by the stage name of Slim Jim, and he tells to tell the tragic story of a son plagued by his mother's faults. Now, the tale was begging to be told, and he is the man to step up and tell it. All the way with us here tonight from Gloucester County, as I mentioned, goes by the name of Slim Jim. It is James Garofalo.
I'm certain you won't be able to surprise me much. I have been doing this for a long time now. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself to start?
Okay. One day, Daddy got an unknown call on the phone from another state, the area code from back home. It was Mommy saying she didn't want to be alone, and she dropped a bomb on him, made his whole world explode. There was a baby in her belly, and it had to be his. She had the contraceptive box. It was 5 days that she missed, and so we came home and got Mommy away from me quick. And he never told me why, he just said Mommy was sick. And so my dad put me in school, and my dad got me help when I told him I had voices telling me to hang myself. But the doctors didn't care what kind of stuff I was on, just as long as the problems I exhibited were gone. I was always either dead-minded or dead-eyed, and the volume of the voices just continued to rise. The doctors didn't fix my problems, so I did it myself with a tonic from the vodka bottle on the top shelf.
Good, good, very good. Allow me to get my files, I'll be right back.
No, stop. Please. Do you hear them? They're everywhere. Help somebody, please. I'm all scared and alone. I think my ears are gonna bleed. Doctor, I hear the scary voices. They got back into my ear again. And everyone I tell won't believe me that I'm here. And then they stop when I drink this stuff. But they come back when I stop. So I drink it all the time. But that made me lose my job. And my dad said that I hit someone, but I just can't remember. And my dad said that me and Mommy made... not together. She said that she was crazy, but that's not true, right? Daddy was just joking with me. Mommy won't ruin my life. Mommy's gonna... She knows what I'm going through. Mommy said it himself. Mommy hears the voices too. Mommy knows just what to do. Mommy's gonna make it better. Mom, I'm coming home for you. Mommy, help me. The bad guys wanna take me away.
So I'm not gonna save somebody's life today.
I give it up for Slim Jim. Terrific, terrific job. I do not envy the work for the judges here tonight. You guys have got your work cut out for you just based upon what we've seen so far. The judges will get put to the test tonight, no doubt about it. Let me also remind you that if you have one of these, and nowadays who doesn't? Our Facebook feed, we're on Facebook Live. Come on, you have to have one. Drug-Free NJ is live now. If you search on Facebook, Drug-Free NJ, and share the link, you can see the live Facebook stream. This show is going out around the world tonight, so why not share it with your friends and get them involved as well? So again, just look for the partnership and make sure you like them on Facebook as well. Again, it's Drug-Free NJ, and we are live and streaming around the world right now, right here from Daytop in Mendham, New Jersey. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of votes also were casted online, so thank you so much if you did that. When I heard from Angelo that number, it blew my mind that this event has grown so much over the years that now the votes, we went from the thousands to the tens of thousands into the hundreds of thousands. So thank you so much if you went to the website and cast a vote for your favorite performer or for your favorite song. It goes a long way, and absolutely, your message is seen and heard around the world, definitely. All right, back to our live music. Our next performer, all the way from Middlesex County, is with us here. A high school sophomore plays her guitar here, and she's here to perform her original song. She's got a great style as well. The song is called Lend Your Hand. A great big shout down drugs welcome for Valerie Vargas.
Express myself when I know it's wrong. How do I get the help that I'm reaching for? How do I tell them that I am done? I'm reaching out, trying to make myself better. I don't want to have that weight on my shoulders. I just wanna be the kid that I am. I just gotta tell you that I'm in trouble. I need you to understand. I just gotta tell you that I don't know what I'm doing. Lend your hand off me to grow. Be my light in the darkness. Learn it from the masters in my head. I don't wanna do this alone. I don't wanna do this alone. When I go home, it's quiet
and cold. Mama, no daddy to keep me warm. They're out making money to keep the bills paid. They're trying to keep food in the house. But one more day, cause I steal from my monster's addiction. And I don't know how to stop. Tell me you can hear this. Tell me when you're head off me to cry. Be my light in the darkness, running from the monsters in my head. I don't have to do this alone. I don't have to do this alone.
Valerie Vargas. Remember that name, Valerie Vargas. Wow, great job by her. Just a real quick explanation for you guys. There were some questions that came up about what exactly it is to be a wild card in tonight's competition. There are certain counties across our state where we get a large number of entries that are received. Counties like, I don't know, maybe Morris, the one that we're in tonight, or Middlesex or Essex, where we've seen a lot of entries here tonight. The entries are scored anonymously by preliminary judging, and wild card finalists who are here tonight are those who may not have scored the highest within their own county, but scored higher than some of the other county finalists. And these finalists have an equal chance of winning the competition as any other finalist does. We've seen wild cards win the Super Bowl and win championships every now and then, too. We might see a wild card kind of win the whole thing tonight as well. You never know. All right, let's get right back into it. Our next performer, a young man who's with us here from Burlington County and wants to just simply relate to everyone. Don't we all want that goal, right? He wants people to see just how beautiful life actually is and how many possibilities life can offer. In other words, this guy gets it. Doesn't want anyone to end up unhappy and alone from the evils of doing drugs, and hopefully everyone can see life as the gift that it is. The song is called Life is a Gift. The performer is named Zanye Lanier.
Yo, 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 yo. If you came here to shut down drugs, make some noise. Let's go. Let's get it. Life is so marvelous, we live in all of it. Life is so marvelous, we live in all of it. Why don't you do drugs, if they know what ends up? OD on the couch, and now they foaming out the mouth. Cause now they wonder why they left alone, on the couch with an open wound. Cause every day on the news, a different story about the kid OD. I don't know what y'all not seeing, seeing drugs as an item. When it really is a bottle, who hit a pop, so you pop a bottle. Hoping the hell with the pain, touch you back on the brain. Throwing your life down the drain, your family's gone. They didn't give up, but they shut down. They didn't want to see you on the ground. Always thought you would've made a sound. You broke the prophecy, but they hurt. Now you wishing that you could start. You tried to assist, but you fell apart. In the midst of the shards, you need help, cut you off. Doing drugs at any cost. They marvelous, we living all of it. I'ma tell all the kids, don't do that all shit. Life is too marvelous, we living all of it. I'ma tell all the kids, don't do that all shit. Yeah. Drugs. I don't understand it. Forget what they're about to end with. Or maybe cause you just can't quit. This shit is starting to begin with. But if you start, you can't quit. Cause all it takes is commitment. Cause your life is worth living, mate. Life is too marvelous. We don't need all of it. I'ma tell all the kids. Don't do that all shit, yeah. Life is too marvelous. We don't need all of it. I'ma tell all the kids. Don't do that all shit. Finish or make me so mad. Cause y'all really don't see it. Y'all see it on the path to death. Y'all gonna end up with two sets. That's in your flesh, you got to stay with your family. Now you're starting your marriage, now you're starting your business. Hey, hey, you could've seen the world, but you wanna switch. You could've seen it all, but now you never know. Life is too marvelous. We gonna be gone again. Don't get that off, man.
living all this lonely the beach, but I'm on the beach, my toes in the sand. Now I'm thinking I'm coming to me. Was one of that shit I like. Now we on a better end, you for my sins. Now you know what I'm eating, now you can see. Life is a gift, we living all of it. Life's too marvelous, we living all of it. Life's too marvelous, we living all of it. Life is a gift, make some noise. Let's go. We shut down trucks tonight. Shut down trucks. Life is a gift.
All right, Zahn, yay! Yeah. Bringing down the house, I love it. Zahn, yay, all right. Hey, pretty soon it'll just be one word, Zahn, yay. Everybody will know him everywhere, right? All right. All right, our next performer with us here tonight, our Somerset County finalist. Very multi-talented young lady. She plays piano, she plays guitar, she plays tenor sax. If she plays them all at the same time, that would be incredibly impressive, but she's a very talented young lady. She performs in her school pep band. Also, she's in the drama club, an independent composer. She's a musician and, of course, a singer. That's what brings her here tonight. She aspires to be a music producer and inspire others with her very positive messages. And I'm telling you, after you hear her song and get a look at her, the red jacket and red sneakers is going to be the in look, that's for sure. Here to perform her song called The Aftermath, please welcome Pamela Martinez.
That way, why didn't I stay? Why didn't
Yep, take a bow. It's Pamela Martinez, everybody. Beautiful, beautiful job by her. We're up to our ninth performer tonight already. This evening is just flying by. Thank you guys for bringing the energy tonight. This is really great. Give yourselves a nice, big, long, loud round of applause because you guys deserve it too. Okay, our next performer is one of our wild card performers, and I explained earlier what that's all about. She is a 17-year-old with us here from Essex County. She plays piano and basketball, and both very well. After graduation, she would like to go to college and double major, of course, in music and also molecular biology. Please welcome to here to perform the song called Stay Above. This is Jayla Bennett.
Can you restart that for me? One more time, please. I can't hear the beginning of it. My bad, y'all. My city's filled with struggle and hustle. People used to throw hands, but nowadays we don't rumble. Instead, the youth turn to violence and drugs, cause they think that it's cool to be down with the club. But drugs, getting our people, putting casts in my mama. Nah, man, she won't have it. It's so much more to this lifetime. So let me help you break a chain by telling you how I broke mine. You gotta find something that's worth it and give it more. Then you hear opportunity knocking at the door. And not something that you said you die or you care for. We need more life. So find something that you will live for. And something's gotta be worth it all. It could be music, writing or picking up a sports ball. And never be in doubt. If you believe in yourself, you guaranteed to make it out. Don't be a statistic, don't fail cause you from the trip. But you gotta stay above, go out in the world and get it. Cause they wanna catch you slipping and they wanna see you fail. But no matter where you from, only the will prevail. Don't be a statistic, don't fail cause you from the trip. But you gotta stay above, go out in the world and get it. Cause they wanna catch you slipping and they wanna see you fail. Listen. They was 16 years old, moving that word, world so cold. He never thought it would happen, never thought it'd be him. Patient on that t-shirt, sandals shining so dim. The drugs took over him, cause the money was flowing in. See, drugs take over your soul like a demon. That's why every day you wake up, you gotta keep believing. Trouble finds trouble, so you gotta stay humble and ride in your own lane. If you plan to stay sane, I know you got distractions, your things are bound to happen. And drugs never seem bad until you stuck. Trying to fix your life cause you realize it sucks. Yo, let me talk to y'all real quick. Listen, drugs will take away all of your hopes and your dreams. Leave you out cold in the street with nothing to eat. And you never know how long it takes to get back on the track. If you get knocked off the road, could you bounce right back? So shout no to drugs, but yes to love. Keep your tunnel vision and soon you'll be above. Don't be a statistic, don't fail cause you from the trench. But you gotta stay above, go out in the world and get it. Cause they wanna catch you slipping and they wanna see you fail. But no matter where you from, only with your best. E-R-U-G, it's a no from me.
Once more for Jayla Bennett. How about it? Jayla is going to help me draw our next gift card winner. This is for a $50 Visa gift card. So if we could have the house lights up again. Jayla's going to... You want to shake it up? Go ahead. You do your thing.
You about to win, Ma. You about to win.
What Look at this. So already What's predicting a winner. All right.
I think that's yours, Mom.
Thank you, Jayla. All right, let's see. She says it's number 172581.
They're not here.
172581. I see some excitement, a flurry of activity. We have a winner. Congratulations.
That's the one. You want to give that to her?
No. All right.
Congratulations. Where are you from? What do you mean?
That's Donna from Gloucester County, by the way. She was the winner.
Nice job, man. Would you please? Thank you.
All right, we got some more prizes still to get to as well, so hold on to those raffle tickets if you weren't the lucky winner this last time around. Maybe you'll be one of our next winners. Our next performers with us here from Mercer County tonight. This is a group. It's a duo. Collectively plays guitar, piano, and, of course, provides vocals. As you can see, the microphone's next to me here. Inspiration is taken from some groups with names like, how about Ice Nine Kills? Somebody you know? Ghost Town, right? That's a great band, too. Here to perform their song, Dead Man's Hand, please welcome Isabella Epstein and Stephanie Fuse's Z-Gen. The Incredible Z-Gen. I think I have a new favorite band. What do you guys think? Yeah. Great, great stuff. You know, as I mentioned earlier, I hope you all had a chance to vote online for your favorite finalist. If you went to the website and cast your vote like I did, Online votes were tallied this morning and will be calculated into the judges' final scores tonight. So it's very important, the votes that were cast online, and of course the cumulative scores that the judges are working very hard to tabulate as well. And as I mentioned, the number of the online voting, the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey received nearly 300,000 online votes all across the country, even internationally. So some votes were coming in from some countries around the world. And that exactly is where the music that is being created here tonight is being shared. So thank you so much for that. Our next performer, and speaking of the online votes, she received the most number of online votes in the first round of the voting, which made her an automatic finalist, and she earned that position here tonight. She's been studying music since she was 3 years old, styles like classical, jazz, Indian classical voice, and guitar as well. Studied piano, has participated in many musical theater programs as well. The song she will be performing is called The Voices in My Head. Please welcome from Middlesex County, Meghna Das.
Quiet alone.
That is Meghna Das. Give her another nice round of applause, everybody. Wow. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, let's see. According to the next card, this is where I'm supposed to remind you to use the hashtag ShoutDownDrugs on your social media sites. Favorite performers, of course, use that hashtag. Again, it's ShoutDownDrugs. Very simple there. And this is where I was supposed to announce a break or something, but We are not going to take the break because of the energy in this room tonight and the great response we're getting on social media. Let's just keep it going. Why stop now? Exactly, right? We don't need no break, that's for sure. We are going to give away some more prizes coming up in just a little bit, too. So, again, hang on to those tickets because we have some more goodies to give away to you. But as promised, let's go right on into part two of our program here tonight. Our next performer is our Union County finalist, comes to us from a great town, great little town in Union County, plans to study music education when he's in college. Please welcome our next performer. He's here to perform an original song called Fade Away. This is Justin Whitwick.
It was here last time. Where'd it go? Just like the regular, like, piano one. I don't know where it is. It was here last time. What the heck?
It's the audio engineer.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. Oh, it went back. I'm sorry. Yeah, I had it, and then I was like, not there. I'm sorry, guys. It was here earlier, and now I... Oh! It's like here for a hot second, and then it's gone. We're gonna go. Of plastic peer pressure, wondering if I'll be any much lesser of a man than I am today, or will I just fade away? I'm wondering if I'll see any bit of tomorrow, wondering if it'll kill all my pain and drown out my sorrows, or will I just fade away? Do you really want drugs to own space and mine on rental? I don't think you really understand what it's doing to your mental. Seeing loved ones around you crying, planning your funeral cause they don't know when you'll be dying. Is that any way to live? Being held captive, what will you do about it? Make sure that your fate isn't already written, cause you won't fade away. I'm looking at these orange bottles of plastic peer pressure, wondering if I'll be any much lesser of a man than I am today. Will I just fade away? I'm wondering if I'll see any bit of tomorrow, wondering if it'll kill all my pain or drown out my sorrows, or will I just fade away? I've seen friends destroy their future because they've turned into users. Brains turn to soon, I know what to do or what they do. Just one time, it'll be my last. Famous first words change real fast. It's not a way out of what you're about. It's never too late, say no. Just try it and see how much you'll grow.
looking at these orange bottles of plastic peer pressure. I'm wondering if we any much lesser of a man than I am today. Will I just fade away? I'm wondering if I'll see any bit of tomorrow. Will this kill all the pain and drown out my sorrows? Or will I just fade away? No, but I won't give up and I won't give in. I won't let this win. Time to change today and push the gray away, because I will not fade away.
Justin Whitwick, all right. Is that a great way to kick off what's technically the second half of the show, all right? Excellent job by him. All right, coming to the stage next, she is a freshman, so young and so talented. She's very passionate about singing. She's also very actively involved in the performing arts as well. She has performed in numerous musicals. She's been in Mary Poppins, also Mr. Scrooge. That's quite a range for an actress, right? She dreams of becoming a medical doctor so that she can give back to society and improve the lives of others. Wow, special young lady. Grew up in Morris County just like I did. Here to perform the song, If Only. Please welcome Tiffany Enemuo.
Hollow eyes laying on the side of the road. She puffs clouds of smoke from the fire in her throat. Wrapped in loneliness and has regret for the friends. She knows I could be better. She wanted more than she could afford, but she didn't. What would it end up? End up? She's right to touch the sky. Her dreams flew by. Only she was dead. She was young, she was free. Her heart was full of dreams. Trapped in misery, choices were to make. A friend, a loved one left, as the light fell apart, what had become of all her dreams? Oh, she wanted more than she could go, but she didn't make no one would right to touch the sky. Her dreams flew by. Only she was the same. Oh, my, should have listened. Wish I could have changed this. Could have changed.
Thank you, everyone.
All right, how about it, Tiffany Enemuo? One more round of applause for her. Wow. All right, just wanted to remind you about a very special program that the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey has pledged to undertake some time ago. The goal was to bring a town hall style meeting and bring it to all 21 counties across the state of New Jersey to talk about knocking out opioid abuse. And they've done a great job so far. They've covered a lot of territory across the state already. They just recently wrapped up a town hall meeting all the way down in Cape May County, and then they did one in Hudson County not long ago. Up next are Passaic and Hunterdon. And if you want to get involved in these great town hall meetings, the community comes out. It's law enforcement. It's concerned parents and teachers and educators. It is called Knock Out Opioid Abuse. And get involved the next time these special town hall meetings come to your county or a town near you, because they're really very special and very effective, and it creates a dialogue and kind of gets people talking. I had the privilege of hosting the ones in Middlesex and Somerset County, but I urge you to please get involved, and you can check out their website for much more information on the Knock Out Opioid Abuse Town Hall series that is continuing very, very soon. Our next performer is ready to take the stage. They come to us from Monmouth County, and they've been best friends since they got together in the fifth grade. They discovered their love for music together. They continue to this day to write and play music together. They're here to perform a song called Never Give In, and you never know. They could be the next John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora. Who knows, right? Please welcome Noah Gambino and Matthew Hogan.
That's cool. Yep. Hello.
Cool.
Ready?
I think my guitar's turned on.
Can you hear my guitar out there?
Cool. All right.
Saw you struggling, living a life of fear that had you. Wouldn't make it back no more. Feel so troubling. See you hide the tears just to prove I can stop if I want you swoon. Just what you forget. Do you remember that bliss? Where did the times go? Never give in. Never give in. Time to stand up. Life has been alerting, don't you see? So not fun, yeah. Just what you forbid. Do you remember that bliss? Where did the times go? Never
love that. I could listen to that all night. It's once again, it's Noah Gambino and Matthew Hogan with us from Monmouth County tonight. Great job, guys. You know, it just wouldn't be a Friday night in Jersey without sort of keeping the conversation going about, you know, the Jersey Shore. We got some Jersey Shore fans here. Not the show. I'm talking about going to the beach and enjoying the Jersey Shore, right? We got the weather coming back very soon. A little bit of a pause on spring today, but we got some beautiful weather this weekend. How about some temperatures in the 80s next week? You guys ready for that? Yeah, me too. In keeping with our Jersey Shore performer theme, our next performer comes to us from Ocean County, one of the great Jersey Shore counties as well. She is in the ninth grade. She is the oldest of five very supportive siblings, and she has been singing since she was about that tall or so. And she just simply cannot stop singing and performing. She is our Ocean County finalist. She's here to sing a song called Don't Do It. Please welcome Lily Target. Thank you very much. That was Lily Target. Nice round of applause for her, if you would. Excellent stuff. I want to give a very special thank you, if I could, as well, to a couple of our police officers who are with us here tonight from Minden Borough. I apologize if I get this wrong. Chief Kamoya, you're here, right? Do I see you in the back there? Yeah? Okay. And also, you have one of the officers who's with you as well. So thank you guys so much for all you do. And for police and fire and first responders throughout the entire state of New Jersey, absolutely my heroes. So thank you so much for everything you do. Our next performer is our Hudson County finalist who is here. He is a senior in high school. He is an artist who wants to make music that you can connect to. That's what it's all about. Here again with us from Hudson County, the song title is Wrong Path. Please welcome Winston Pickett.
How y'all feeling tonight? Y'all good? Stay for me one time, one shot down drugs.
This is urgent, it's probably a cry for help. I'm here all alone, I can't deal by myself. I don't wanna hear a lecture, I can't talk to no professor. I'm a victim of peer pressure, they told me to take a hit. You could be down, this is how we get lit. My personality changing like characters out of Split. My first step was wrong, my downfall was a slip. Lost my confidence and now they think I can't comprehend. Compromise my common sense, dug a hole, jump in the ditch. This is far as it goes, this how hard it can get. I know, I just wanted to fit in for the night. Mom's yelling in my ear, all she wanted to do is fight. Cause I'm going down the wrong path, and I might crash. Life's gone in an instant, all I see is a flash. Don't mistake bad decisions, I ain't know how to act. Friends who gave it to me, I'm wondering where they at. She looked me in the eyes and said, son, you crazy. I've been there once upon a time, addiction had changed me. Almost left them in hearse, God and angels converse. I gave birth to a star and moved heaven and earth. I set the example with this hand. Life is a gamble, a small crack, and everything can turn into shambles. It's only half the battle. I need you to know I believe in you. Your light's so bright, I know you can see it through. I'm going down the wrong path, and I might crash. Life's gone in an instant, all I see is a flash. One mistake, bad decisions, I ain't know how to act. Friends who gave it to me, I'm wondering where they at. This ain't worth it, I know she hurt and I can see the tears. I could only look forward, so I break the rearview mirror. Every struggle has its own silver lining. I found myself a woke up and see the lion. Chase for the best, gotta know that I'm blessed. Had to conquer my quest, stop the demons that slept. Now they look at me different, role model or a hero. I lead the youth like a king or a pharaoh. I've been through a lot, I was caught in the rain. Now she look at me now with a smile on her face. I went the wrong route, I had to switch lanes. I made the wrong choice, but I made the right change. Cause I'm going down the right path, and I can't crash. Life's gone in an instant, all I see is a flash. One mistake, bad decisions, I ain't know how to act. Friends who gave it to me, I'm telling them to get back. I'm going down the right path, I can't crash. In an instant, all I see is a flash. One mistake, bad decisions, now I know how to act. Friends who gave it to me, I'm telling them to get back. I'm going down the right path, I can't crash. Life's gone in an instant, all I see is a flash. One mistake, change decisions.
Thank you. All right, give it up one more time. That is Winston Pickett, everybody. And let's put Winston to work, and let's have him draw the winning number of our final $50 Visa gift card for tonight. So grab those raffle tickets out. One more prize to give away. All right, Winston, come on over. Do your thing here. We'll let you pick out the winning number.
Pick anything.
If your mic is on, go ahead.
Hello?
No, I'll do it then.
Okay. Here you go.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Then Winston said this is the winning number, 172. I lose half the room after the first three numbers, right? 172-725. We have a winner. All right. That was Ebony from Newark. She's our winner. Congratulations to all of our Visa gift card winners for tonight. All right. Well, I don't know about you. I cannot believe how quick this evening has absolutely flown by. Can you believe that we're already on our 17th and final performers for the night that the judges are going to have to consider? The judges are actually sweating tonight. I've never seen the judges perspiring from the pressure that is on them tonight. You guys, you're up for this, right? You guys are up to the challenge here? All right, all right. How about a hand for our judges who are working hard? This is not an easy thing for them tonight. Boy, all right. Again, don't forget about our Facebook Live feed that is happening tonight. You can still share that link, and we'll get some more viewers for our final live performance that's going to be judged. That's coming up in just a moment here. And of course, Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey does great programs year-round across the entire state. You can follow them on social media, their website. I mentioned the great town hall conferences that are coming up and just amazing work that they're doing with regards to fighting drugs in the state of New Jersey. Just remarkable, remarkable partnership. I've worked with them for a bunch of years. I urge you to find out more about them. All right, the guy with the tattoo said we're good to go. All right, let's bring out our 17th and final performers here from Essex County. This is a group of high school musicians. It's a very simple thing they're trying to do, lower drug use in the community. This group is made up of the following performers: Samuel Anazil, Sincere Saxon, Ivan Fradkin, Princess Akinwunmi, and Edward Hardy. They're here to perform their song called Worth It. Give it up for Top 5.
Check.
Mic check.
Hello?
Hi, everyone.
How y'all doing tonight?
Check, check. How y'all doing?
Check, mic check.
All right, let me get that E.
I'm Ivan, this Princess, Sincere, Samuel, and Eddie on the drums, and we're top 5.
Don't throw your life away.
Yeah, that is top five right there. How about it? Well, there you go. That's 17 for 17. How about it one more time for all of tonight's performers? With us here tonight from all corners of the state of New Jersey, just an incredibly, incredibly talented bunch. Now it's time for the judges to get to work and begin to tabulate the votes and count up our winners. Who will take home third place? Who will take home second place? Who will take home the very prestigious first place award at the Shoutdown Drugs competition? We're going to find out coming up in just a few moments. But we're certainly not done with these very special live performances. We got a group of guys who are going to take the stage. They're not going to be judged. They're just here to kind of do their thing and hopefully leave you guys a little bit of a good time. We'll have some fun with them. They asked me to introduce them one at a time, so that's what we'll do. First of all, join me in welcoming to the stage, where's Anthony? Bring on Anthony. Come on over, Anthony. Where are you? Here he is. There's a man with a sense of style. All right. Joining Anthony, here's Jerry. Come on out, Jerry. There he is. There's Jerry. Now let's welcome to the stage, Josh. Come on up, Josh. And rounding out our next performers is Tomel. Come on out, Tomel. They're going to perform a song. It's called Better Days. It offers an important perspective on how addiction affects neighborhoods and how these four young men want to make better days for absolutely everyone. Here they are, the Daytop Dream Chasers.
I ain't wanna end up laying stuntin' and you poppin', I'm a stencil on a smoke. But they notice how I'm walkin' on that corner day and night. I was addicted to the pop, like he buying me meat. Television on the tree, they keep my name in their mouth like a string of Listerine. Get my mama peace of mind, see my heart, yeah, it's my queen. Christian loser from my fever like I'm bleeding on the scene. Bring my doors about to change, send them letters, yeah, I miss her. Play the bit in early morning for the kids, so I be pissed. I'm all stuck up in my ways, living wrong, but it was right. Used to bury my emotions, now I slip them on the mic. I've been living from the trap, now the trap is getting hurt. I came up from the trenches, now I'm trying to see the light. Ah, cash money, baby. I wish I could take the pain away, all the guns and hate away. Come through with a kid and find a way to make a better game. Yeah, make a better game. Yeah. I wish I could take the pain away, all the guns and hate away. Come through with a kid and find a way to make a better game.
Hey, yo, turn up, man.
Yeah,
turn up,
make a better game.
Let's get it, let's get it.
Yeah. I wish I could take the pain away, all the guns and hate away. Come through with a kid and find a way to make a better day.
All right, nice little bonus there from the Daytop Dream Chasers. Nice round of applause for them as well. Very nice. Very entertaining. Well, I'm just about out of a need for these cards because now everything that's going to happen, this is the real fun stuff. This is the reason that we came here. We'll find out who are going to be the winners of the Shoutdown Drugs competition. First thing I will do is I will invite all 17 of our performers, our groups, our individuals back out onto the stage. Come on up, everybody. Give them a great big welcome. I'll step out of the way so that we have enough room on the stage for everyone. All right, we have all of our performers on stage. Best of luck, everybody, and here now to announce our third place, second place, and first place winners of the Shoutdown Drugs concert. Welcome back, Angelo Valente.
Thank you, Bert. And let's give Bert a great round of applause. He did an excellent job this year and every year. Yeah. First of all, as I mentioned when we started the concert, every one of these students are winners. And I think let's give them a real great round of applause, every one of them. And Bert mentioned about the fact that the judges had a very difficult time this year, and he wasn't kidding. It was a very difficult competition. Any one of these groups or any one of these individuals could have won. In fact, on the third place level, we have a three-way tie. So we have three groups scored the exact same numbers. First, we have, representing Middlesex County, Valerie Vargas singing Lend Your Hand, third place. Next, tie for third place, representing Union County, singing Fade Away, Justin Whitaker. And our other third-place winner, representing Essex County, singing Worth It, top five. We're going to have to get new trophies because we only have one for tonight. Now, what happens is these groups, along with our second place and first place winner, will be performing these songs throughout the state of New Jersey for the next year, and they're going to be awarded music contracts. So each one of these groups will receive a $2,000 music contract to perform their song throughout the year. Now, our second place winner will receive a $3,000 music contract, and she is from Middlesex County, the voices in my head, Megan Das. And finally, the 14th winner of New Jersey's Shoutdown Drugs is from Bergen County, Maria Chong. You could have done better. Once again, let's give all of our students a great round of applause. They did an outstanding job tonight. And Maria is going, we're going to ask Maria to sing her song one more time. So, all right, hopefully, we'll see everyone next year at the 15th annual New Jersey Shoutdown Drugs. Thank you all for joining us tonight.
Walking through the streets, light up a cigarette. Ask your woman that you love, will you marry me? Sitting on your bed, crack open a bottle. Tell your children and your wife, just leave me alone. Every spark you make turned into a flame, killing me slowly. You took her life away. You should have known better. Seen the beauty of her life. Known that every breath you made lit up a poison in her heart. You could have done better. She's up in the sky.
There she is, our 2018 Shoutdown Drugs first place winner. One more round of applause for her, for all of our other winners, and of course for all of our very talented artists here. Thank you so much, and good luck in the future. We're going to ask our winners to stay on stage. We're going to take some pictures in just a bit. Thank you to our judges. One more round of applause for them. Thank you guys for your efforts tonight as well. Thank you to all the great sponsors that made tonight's event possible. Our host venue, Daytop, we thank you so much. Most of all, we thank you tonight for being here. Have a great weekend, everybody. Arrive home safely. Thank you so much for supporting the Shoutdown Drugs contest. We'll see you again next year. Thank you.